Let me tell you a story. A certain man is a candidate for the presidency of the country, and two biographies of his life have recently been published. They're both selling amazingly well at bookstores throughout the country. What's remarkable about these two books is that they're completely different, yet they're both completely true. Each one recounts the life of the same man, yet the portrait that each book paints is completely different from the other. Here are some examples of what appears in the two books. The first book discusses the candidate's early life by focusing on the fact that his father had business problems throughout the candidate's youth. It also talks at great length about the discipline problems that the candidate had while he was in elementary school. The book also goes on to describe the candidate's high school years by pointing out that the candidate failed to make the high school football team, despite trying out for it each year, and reporting that the candidate's grades in high school were only mediocre. Now compare that to what is in the other book. The second book describes the candidate's childhood by discussing the happy home life he had as a youth, with loving parents who cared deeply about each other and about their children. It also focuses on teacher reports from the candidate's elementary school that indicated how bright and eager to learn he was. The book then goes on to indicate that the candidate served as president of his class for 3 years in a row in high school, and it describes his great academic achievements in college and his outstanding record in the military after he graduated from college. It seems really unusual, absurd perhaps, that each of these two books does not contain any fictitious material, even though they're so different. It's true, however, that this is the case.